Cooper greeted volunteers at the downtown YMCA as they sifted through donated food for the agency's nutrition outreach program. The mobile market provides fresh produce to individuals and families in need in Henderson, Madison, Haywood, McDowell, and Buncombe counties. Governor Cooper says it's just one of several ways for improving equity in the state.
Dr. King said life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And today here at the Y, we're seeing volunteers in the nutrition area getting produce and food to people who need it.
North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services says about 1 in 5 kids in North Carolina face food insecurity, nearly double the national average. That figure is higher in the Western Carolina region, due in large part to stagnant and falling wages, rising housing costs, and a lack of transportation. The Democratic governor also pushed for expanding Medicare. That policy item has been held up by Republican legislators in Raleigh.
We have a real opportunity now to draw down federal money to close this health care coverage gap. A lot of working North Carolinians are without health care because their employers don't provide it for them. They make too much to qualify for Medicaid now. They don't make enough to qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, and they're stuck. It's a shame for us to let this go by.
After his stop at the Y, Governor Cooper visited volunteers doing a cleanup at Asheville Greenworks, as well as volunteers with Habitat for Humanity working on a housing project in Candler. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.